An insight into. Our insight into article is in every magazine. We ask a member of staff a set of questions so we can get to know them a bit better. In this issue, we have been talking to Stephen Parry. He is clinical nurse specialist for the mental health and deafness service for Tees, Durham and Darlington areas. What is the best thing about your job? Helping people who are deaf access and receive services using British Sign Language, as this is often a barrier to their care and treatment. The challenges faced by the deaf community accessing services is something very close to my heart, and which I have a personal passion about, having a deaf brother. In addition, I am also able to use my skills as a mental health nurse to support deaf people in their recovery. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? I'm far too young to think about things that far ahead, and with two young daughters, I'm still working to pay for all the Dad, can I have? What was your first job, where and what did it involve? I was a shelf stacker and checkout assistant in what was a Safeway supermarket store. The worst part of the job was the uniform, a bright green tank top and black bow tie, very chic. How do you like to spend your leisure time? Going for a run, that is when I'm motivated, so not that often really. What is your main ambition in life? I've always wanted to run a marathon, so it is something I might eventually do. What was the last book you read? Stickman by Julia Donaldson. It's a children's book that I read to my daughters. Feels like every night. I enjoy it because it's short and I don't have to think too hard, but also it reminds me of how important my family is to me. What is your best childhood memory? My first BMX when I was about 8 years old. It was black and red, and I added a plastic bottle to the rear frame so it hit the spokes and made it sound like a motorbike. Who's had the greatest influence on your career? It's hard to say, really. Someone once said to me, "Never think you know it all, because you never will." I also have to thank all my mentors, supervisors, and colleagues who have always given me their support.